Greetings, Only Tans. Today is Friday, April 12th, and yesterday we had Samuel D. of Badge County on the show, and we talked about the playoffs, we talked about the ultimate rookie one-of-ones, we talked about Fast Break, we just talked about the series of NBA Top Shot 23-24 and what we enjoyed and what we'd like to see improved on. He talked about Badge County a little bit, he talked about his music that he also has been doing for a very long time. And we also talked about Pinky Doll. We gave you a little bit of extra information about Pinky Doll, and I know some people in the chat were very interested about this. Recall, though, that nothing you hear in this episode should be considered financial advice. Also recall that our sponsor is Floaty.io, and Floaty.io is the place to buy and sell NBA Top Shot moments as well as other Flow NFTs. Floaty.io. We are very happy to have them as a sponsor. So nothing you hear in this episode should be considered financial advice, and let's jump right into it. Hello, everybody. How are you all doing? It's a lovely day in April, isn't it? We're 4 days away from the tax day, though. That's not nice. I don't like paying taxes. I don't know about you guys, but taxes, not nice. How's everybody doing? It's a wonderful day, and we have a wonderful guest. We have Samuel D. of Badge County, one half of Badge County. The other half is in the chat. That's Jared. And also, please recall that we are sponsored by Floaty.io. That's where you go if you need to buy and sell on NBA Top Shot and other Flow products. Maybe you want to get yourself one of those hideous Jolly Jokers. Well, you should do that on Floaty.io. But without further ado, why don't we bring in Samuel D. and let's bring him in with the community, because Badge County is one of the strongest communities in NBA Top Shot.
We love the community.
There he is.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, nice that you could be here. Did you ever watch those cult documentaries on Netflix?
I did, which one is that one? Is that the one out in Oregon?
I think so. It's when they like reseeded the desert and made it green again. And it was perfect. Like that skinny, frail Indian guy. and he owned like six Bentleys that were plated in gold, I think.
That one was insane. That was like kind of the OG, like, I feel like that spurred like 1,000 different cult documentaries. I did watch that one, though. You saw it? Of course I saw that one. I'm in it.
Yeah, exactly. I really love that. I love all cult documentaries just about, actually. There's a lot of good cult documentaries out there. And I sort of tongue-in-cheek like to think that the community is somewhat of a cult light, let's say.
Not far off. Yeah, that's my Tandy Time debut here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
I got all dressed up. I got my biggest hat on for you.
Oh, wow. That's like one of those Pharrell hats.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Well, nice that you could be here, Sam. I appreciate it. I know you've got a small child in the house and trying to carve out some time to talk the important things in life, which are, of course, NBA digital collectibles. What's on the basketball?
It's my first gift as a baby was an Alabama basketball, like a tiny little one. And so I got her one, but I just hang out and I just do this all day long with it.
Okay, that's nice. But yeah. Wait, so are you in Alabama, but you're a Charlotte Hornets fan?
So I'm in Charlotte. I'm a bit of a transient. Okay. Yeah, so I'm like from Alabama, grew up in Mississippi, lived in Nashville forever, moved to Charlotte 3 years ago or so. Okay. So I'm trying to be a Hornets fan. I'm like working really hard at it. It is a lot. It's a labor for sure. But yeah, so I'm an Alabama fan. So when Brandon Miller was drafted, I mean, it was sort of one of those things where I was like, I want to pull for the Panthers. I want to pull for the Hornets, but they're so bad. If they would just draft an Alabama player with like a high draft pick, and literally in like 2 months, Bryce Young picked to the Panthers with the number one pick, Miller to the Hornets for the number two pick. It's like, okay, I'm in. I'll buy in.
Yeah.
And they're dreadful. Well,
hopefully the future will be better for them, hopefully. So Boston Base thinks that you're not on the creamy smooth mic. Is that possible?
No. Yeah, I'm on the single AirPod. Is it insufficient?
I mean, I think it's okay, but I think people know you for being having the creamy smooth Top Shot ads on better? Twitter.
Does it sound better if I pull the mic in?
I don't think it's coming in from the mic.
Does it look better though?
Oh, yeah, that's what you're saying.
It trick the mind.
Sure. Yes.
Perfect. I'll leave it.
All right. Cool. All right. So let's just dive right into it, Sam. I know, like, you have been someone who has been paying a lot of attention to what's going on at NBA Top Shot. You make the weekly videos, as do I. So the latest news on NBA Top Shot, of course, are the one of one ultimate rookies. We saw that the Wemby was being advertised. Minimum bid of $75,000. It sounds like someone has created a bid of $75,000. What is your take on these one of ones? And just tell me anything else that you're thinking about these one of ones.
I wish that, like, as people bid, I could see, but it still says, like, bid $75,000. I want to see, like, what the bid is. Like, drive it up. Yeah. You know, I want to watch. You know, I mean, I think it makes sense. I think, like, the first time that we heard that, like, that specifically the Wembanyama and the Holmgren were going to just be, like, auctioned off. You know, I mean, I think obviously, like, the main negative is that the top three in those leaderboards aren't going to be treated the same way as, like, even, like, the, you know, the Amen Thompson. And so, you know, that was sort of the first thing. I think it's really the only negative thing I could think of, because it's like, but it makes sense to say this is probably our most premium product, singular premium product that we're may ever release, you know. Obviously we've got, like, Cooper Flagg in 2 years, but, like, it's not going to be Wembanyama. He's going to be an adorable number one pick. That's great. But, like, this is it. And Top Shot or not, like, the NBA is probably not getting a prospect on his level for another 10, 15, 20 years. And so, like, this is his rookie one of one. This is the most coveted thing. Like, you can't really sell that in, like, even, like, a $1,500 pack, you know, like, you can't just, that's not a golden ticket. Like, a golden ticket is a Wemby rookie revelation. Like, that's a hell of a golden ticket. The ultimate one of one is not a golden ticket. It is arguably, like, the number one digital sports NBA collectible that exists. And the fact that, like, I think that we're all talking, like, it's going to be, obviously the 75K is going to get hit. I think it's definitely going to exceed the 111,000. So rare one of one. Yeah, we're talking like $150,000, $200,000. Like, the fact that that's the conversation that we're having about this price, like, proves even further, like, this is how it should have been done, you know? It's obviously still new, so, like, I can't really think of any other, like, we haven't seen it play out, you know? Like, what's it actually going to go for? I'm not bidding on these also, so, like, I also don't really have a history of bidding on six-figure collectibles, digital or otherwise. So, like, okay. I don't know if this, like, first blind auction round and then the second round. Like, I don't know if that's normal. I don't know if there are people out there. Chat, let us know. Like, every time you've bid on a six-figure collectible, how does it work?
Is that true? There's two rounds? I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, so it's like there's a first round that ends tomorrow at whatever, like 1 o'clock. And then there's another round where, like, the prospective buyers are going to be, let's see, let's just read it.
Yeah, let's read it.
Yeah, place your bid. The bidding starts at 75,000. Make a bid with your best offer. Not all bidders who clear the 75,000 will be eligible for the next round. The first round of bidding is a blind auction, meaning other participants will not see your bid. Note, an irrevocable bid of 75,000 has been placed. The team reaches out and they verify that you're not full of it. Then there's a final round. Let's see. Participants in the final round will be informed at the top bid of the top bid throughout, with an opportunity to place a new top bid through the weekend. Then basically, all right, they all have a chance to, like, exceed on it until the 15th on Monday.
Okay. So yeah, I agree with you though. It would be super cool if we could watch that live. I would like to see that live. Ideally,
huge.
Even
the
with, like,
thing on the front page.
Yeah. I want to see it live. Numbers. And I want, when someone bids, I want it to automatically turn on their face cam, and then we can see them as they're bidding and where they're sitting and what they're drinking. I want to see that.
Honestly, what's funny is that I'm sitting here thinking, like, how stressed out I would be. But the reality is, if you're bidding that, you're probably just, like, sipping on a glass of Chianti, just as cool as a cucumber, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You're, like, telling your butler, like, what's it at? All right, double it.
Get into it.
Yeah, what I like about it is it's like a talking piece. It's something, it's going to create a buzz without a doubt. And I just hope that it reaches like beyond the NBA Top Shot Twitter circle that we're in. That's what I'm hoping for. I hope that the Eric Whitebacks of the world will give it some love, because I think it's pretty remarkable and it's pretty unique.
He's out, you know?
I know, right?
Whoever he sold his account to will take notice.
He sold his account to the F. Jerry group. They are the group that put on the Fire Festival, or they did the marketing for the Fire Festival.
I reached out about the Batch County community.
They're like, we'll give you $3.50 and a pack of gum, spearmint.
I need it five spearmint tickets at minimum.
Yeah. Speaking of trade tickets.
Yeah, I agree. Because, like, yeah. Was it the Ja Morant and whatever, like February or April of 21 that like set the world on fire. Like I bought a $48,000, you know, something I could buy on YouTube. Like, that's not that important, you know. Like, there's no context to that moment. There's no context to any of that. It's like, I spent a lot of money on this thing that you've never heard of. But like, at a certain point, it's always become like, is the damage from the 60,000 mint common irreversible? Like, at what? Because this is exponentially more important than that. Again, like, this is probably the number one NBA digital collectible, probably, you know, maybe ever, depending on how long everything lasts. And so, like, that thing selling for $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, like, that should be the number one bullet point. So, like, yeah, you'd really hope that they're going to get the legs out of it that they're hoping for, that we're all kind of hoping for.
Yeah. I hope so too. Someone here with deep pockets is going to just make a slam dunk and just let that ego fly, soar into the sky. Someone's saying here that the highest sale ever, Ryba guy, is saying the highest sale ever on Top Shot was $250,000 in 2021. He says you have to beat that to make noise. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. The reason why I don't necessarily agree with that is just because those were such heady times. Like, everyone was so euphoric. No one was even thinking straight. This area had not matured whatsoever. But I think, like, that's a valid statement. It's a valid opinion. I am of the mind that I just like to see it, for example, beat the So Rare bid, since that was when we were already at a more mature space for NFTs. I don't know how you feel about that, Sam.
I don't even remember, like, I don't remember the $250,000 sale, because you're right. It came in the middle of $220,000 sales, $150,000 sales. Like, so many of these insane sales were flying through. Like, I don't really remember any of them except for when that article, the Bales little article. That's really the only sale I can really remember. But yeah, I mean, I think, like, obviously I would love for it to beat that. I'd love for it to hit 260. And it might, it legitimately might. I mean, what was the game worn jersey went for, like, 700, 800, something like that. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think it's going to get that high.
Was a year after the boom.
I didn't know about this. I don't even know what moment that is. Like I said, it had to have been a LeBron Cosmic, obviously.
If that came in 22, then that's just horribly irresponsible.
All right. Anyway, so let's keep it going here. We saw the holo packs just dropped. I was curious, as I usually am, about how these packs do after the fact. How is our pack marketplace looking? So we can look at that real quick. You ripped. How'd you do in your pack?
I got 6 crunch times.
Oh, you're talking about what are you talking about here? Quick rips.
Right. Oh, the quick rips. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's like, the hollow packs. Yeah, I got 6 crunch times in my. I thought you were talking about the trade ticket pack.
Okay. Yeah. So the trade ticket pack. That. So that's interesting then that you went for the trade ticket pack. It's a 10 for one, but people still love the rip, I gotta say. But the holo packs,
trade tickets forever.
Yeah, I know. I traded them in
before I was, all over this, like selling things for like 30, 40, 50 cents on floaty. I'm not trading anymore. Everything's on floaty.
Yeah, exactly. But anyhow, we have the original pack price, $700. The EV is 956. You can currently buy a pack for 848. So not a massive win, but let's see. The high was around here, so about $1,000. So nothing crazy in terms of flipping, but there was profit to be had. And I think some of these values are a little bit high because, like, are people really spending $2,500 on a Davis and a DeMar DeRozan? Yeah, probably not. Yeah, probably
it's
not.
It's actually been like a handful. Apparently there was like this. The RNG really went off the rails with these because the Anthony Davis were being pulled at like a snail's pace.
Oh, really?
There was like 50% of the, I can't remember the exact numbers, but like 50% of the packs were ripped. The packs were actually getting ripped pretty quick because, again, like these are the last packs. We've got the experts challenges coming in. Like people aren't really like want to sit on these the same way they may have been sitting on rookie rev packs or Holo February or whatever. And so people wanted to rip him quickly, and Anthony Davis was just not getting ripped. I think he was like 10 of them had come out.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, well, that will definitely make a difference.
Maybe not many, but.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you are trading in those 10 for ones just because they're burning a hole in your pocket. So you're not thinking that maybe there'll be a different trade ticket type of deal in the future, or you just don't care.
I don't really care, to be honest. It's like trade tickets and commons to me are just like not. I collect plenty of commons, but like there's so much chatter about like how much commons cost on the floor. Like that's the last that I just don't care. They go in a shoebox. Just happens to be on my internet browser, but like, I mean, I've got like an actual shoebox filled with a bunch of garbage that is minted way higher. So like trade tickets, I guess we should find a place for them. It's just not something that I spend a lot of time thinking about. But because for now, I'm not trading anything in. If I can get 34 cents for an Isaac Okoro 8K, love it. So in that sense, actually, I do want them because no one's buying them if there are no more trade ticket guys.
Exactly. You were collecting physical before you started collecting Top Shot? Were you collecting things before you started here?
I didn't. I collected like guitars, and it wasn't even really like collecting guitars. It was just like, but meeting some people, honestly, it was like probably like a year and a half ago that I bought like my first ever like basketball card pack. It was like making friends in Badge County and people that were collectors, because I think most people probably were, just having conversations about like, do I get Panini or Tops or, Select or whatever, like what pack should I get? And then I bought a bunch of my guy Herb Jones, just trying to go for all of his rookie rainbow kind of thing with the Panini Prisms. But I'm not really, I buy Alabama guys. That's really the only singles, and I don't have it. I've never graded a single card. I just like to rip,
Hey, you love the rip. You love the thrill of the rip.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, guys, why don't we do our first giveaway? We will figure out who it will be. We have a Malik Monk and we have a Harrison Barnes. It's the Sacramento Kings giveaway week. And Malik Monk might be the more desirable one because it's part of the For the Win set and people are still collecting that. So we'll do a quick little duck race and it'll be Monk versus Barnes. And then we're going to let all the Filipinos on Twitter have a chance at whichever one is first. So let's share this tab and let's see who it's going to be. Is it going to be Monk or is it going to be Barnes? And you guys can also already start quacking in the chat because after this, we will give it away. So please quack in the chat while you are watching this race. And then let's see who it's going to be. Number one, here we go. All right, so Barnes is in the lead. Monk is right behind him, though. And Monk is a naked duck, which is pretty good, we think. And neither one of them seems to want to win right now. Monk is outside of the screen, it looks like. Barnes is also falling away, but here comes Monk, the naked duck. Ooh, but Barnes takes it right past him, and it looks like Barnes is going to win unless he gets rugged. No, Barnes is your winner.
That was fire and water.
Harrison was. That was surprising, actually. Harrison Barnes will be the first giveaway. So what I need you all to do is quack in the chat, and we will get those names in here. It'll take a couple of minutes, so talk amongst yourselves. Quack amongst yourselves. Let's see. How many names do we have here? We have 36. We'll give you a couple more minutes. Sam, tell me something else.
Leaning into
you
this microphone as if it's on. I'm getting off my mic.
just a habit. Tell me about your music career, Sam. You make music. You don't shill your music that much, though. Why don't you shill your music? Why don't you integrate your music in your videos? You're just not a shill guy?
I don't know. No, it's funny because it's like there's obviously so much of like anonymity in the sort of Web3 space, and obviously like with all the PFPs, whatever. Like, I haven't been anonymous ever. Like, my entire life has been like, I'm going to be on tour all year. Here is where I will be every single night of my life. Please come to that place. Let's see. My band is called The Weeks. We started when I was like 14. Freshman year of high school. And that was 2006. And so, yeah, 18 years, same four dudes. Probably 10 records. I don't even know how many records, so many records. So basically, all I did my entire life, it's my only job, which is pretty cool. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't talk about it too much. Maybe I'm shy, you know, maybe I'm modest. Maybe I'm embarrassed. I don't know.
Embarrassed? You're a talented musician.
No, I'm definitely not embarrassed. I'm a cocky son of a bitch. No, it's fun. And, you know, honestly, like, I've been trying to, like, meet more collectors. Like, we're not touring as much these days, like, 2020 kind of, like, obviously pivoted things in a different direction. We, at that point, been touring, playing, like, 200, 250 shows a year for, like, 15 years. So we were exhausted and old. And it was just kind of a nice, like, time to like reset and be like, maybe let's like go meet a nice girl, start a nice family.
Yeah.
So we've been kind of doing that for the last couple of years. We're starting to pick back up. I think we're going to do another record this year. So Cool. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm spoiled. Well,
very nice. I think you should integrate the music in the Top Shot videos personally.
Yeah, I'll start doing some, it's weird. I don't really like, I mean, there was pretty much until we moved to Charlotte, I was like recording like right here all day long. And then since we've been here, like obviously, you know, we've got a baby, it just feels like life's been kind of like life speed the last couple of years. But yeah, because I've gotten a lot of things about like, you know, do your own music for your videos.
But yeah.
Just enough time for the videos itself.
Yeah. By the way, I missed this super chat from Boston based. He says, RIP OJ. So Sam, what do you think about this? Did OJ Simpson kill that lady?
I think if the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
That's what I was going to say.
That was surprising to hear that, you know, oh, hey babe, OJ died.
Someone stab him, or
the end conversation. Yeah, the juice is loose forever.
Yeah, the juice is loose. What do you think OJ's favorite ice cream would be?
I don't know. Oh, I was gonna. My immediate thought was gonna be, I think his favorite shaved ice would be tiger's blood. I don't know. I'm trying to think of any ice cream versions of tiger's blood. I don't know.
I was just gonna say vanilla. I mean, that was gonna be a pretty easy one, in my opinion. Anyway, let's. Spin this wheel. How about it? We have a lot of names. Twitter rarely seems to want to get their hands on a Harrison Barnes or a Malik Monk. A lot of fans of theirs. So we have a lot of names on this wheel today. We have, 179 names. I think about 37 of them are from this live stream, and everyone else is from YouTube. So, this is the perfect answer. His favorite ice cream is Death by Chocolate. That is very good, Boston Base. All right, here we go. Let's see who is the winner. Ready, set, go. Who is going to win the Harrison Barnes rare moment? Is it going to be someone from Twitter? Is it going to be someone from the chat? Probably someone from Twitter. Well, it is. David, you have your 992. So congratulations, David. David, you should be in the chat, and I'm pretty sure you're not. All right. Anyway, that's okay. That's okay. Hopefully he's from the Philippines. I mean, I don't know. With a name like David, sometimes people from the Philippines are named David if they work for, like, customer service. So I guess there's a chance. Anyway, let's keep it going. We are halfway through the show, though, and so I think it would be a good time to talk about Floaty, my lovely sponsor. Samuel, have you ever made offers or received offers on Floaty?
I have. I'm kind of new to it. I'm a Floaty newbie.
You're a Floaty newbie. Then I think this video will help you and will also help the Floaty fans in the chat. So let's roll it. Did you know that making and receiving offers on Floaty.io is a breeze? Here we see a bunch of LeBron James Series 1 moments. Now, let's say I'm interested in this LeBron James Top Shot debut. All I got to do is click it, make an offer, and I can put in my offer. Let's say I want to pay, I don't know, $300. All right, then you would click this and you would submit offer. You'll then get a pop-up from Top Shot and you're good to go. Now, what if I want to make an offer on a LeBron James that isn't listed? Well, I can go here to listing type and turn off buy now. I can then go to the serial, and let's say we want just the number 23 serial. I'm going to do that, and we can now make an offer on the number 23 serial. And what if you want to look at the offers that you've received? For example, maybe you're the LeBron James owner and you want to see these really cheap offers I just sent you. Go to your profile, click on offers. You will then see the received offers here, and you can see the made offers here. Now keep in mind that any offers made or received will show up on NBATopShot.com. Floaty offers are the best way to maximize visibility on your offers because the recipient will get your offers on both Floaty and on TopShot. Take a look. I just received this 69-cent offer on this bowl moment from Floaty, and I can accept it right here through NBA Top Shot. Now back to the show. All right, so there you go. Sorry, Sam, what'd you say?
I knew the first part. I did not know I could make offers on things that weren't listed. I didn't know my offers were coming through. I can sell all my ball balls now.
Exactly. You can sell all your ball balls. And please, if you are watching the show and you want to follow Floaty, their socials are in the show notes. Their Discord is in the show notes. There's so much you can do on Floaty. So many wonderful things. I really think that being able to bid on moments that are not listed is probably one of my favorite features. I think that's super cool. So you can get all the 69 cereals you want, or the 420s, or whatever your heart desires. You can get any cereal that you want and make your bids in the chat and the DMs if people connect and such. But we have a Twitch guy here. Here's Bag Holder. Let's give him his Twitch guy drop.
Twitch guy!
That was actually, I mentioned that to you, Sam, before I created it. And I was like, Sam, can you make that for me?
I can't do any better than that. See, that's what I'm saying. I could not top it.
Anyway, there's a Twitch guy drop. And what else can we discuss? Well, Sam, how are you doing? How are you doing this current fast break run? Because I'm getting shellacked.
I started hot. And then I think I was like 6 for 7. And I have now dropped like 5 in a row.
Mm.
So I still need 2 of the last 3. I mean, I've just really beefed it. There was one night where like all I had was Anthony Edwards left. And I was like, I'm so close. Kyrie is smoking it right now. Like, I'm going to put in Naz Reid. I'm going to save my Anthony Edwards rare, both my uses for later in the run, because I'm just cruising. From that point, I kid you not, no one scored. Naz Reid was like 0 for 6. So I played myself, and then that really started off a bad run. But I'm doing better than you. That was brutal.
You are doing better than me. I'm 1 in 10. I think most people in this chat are probably doing better than me. Do you think that that has taught you a lesson, though? Do you think that you have to not get? Do you think you got cute? And do you think that in the future
I get cute all the time? This is the best I've ever done because I am the cutest. The amount of times that I don't have that many, like, I think the first, what is this, like, probably like the fourth or fifth iteration run or whatever. Yeah. I think I got real cute at first. Like, it was like, yeah, I'm gonna outsmart this thing. I'm gonna play only my comments. I'm saving all the big. I like was saving plays for late. That didn't pan out. No. And then going really hard in the paint early, and then saving, you know, trying to get cute at the end. You just can't get cute. I'm trying to be cute. Can't, you know,
you just can't. You can't get cute. I mean, you also have to have a Wemby on block nights, basically. And if you don't have Wemby, you're gonna lose almost 90% of the time. That's another one. It's just convenient that every single time he's playing, it's block night. It's like, oh, come on already. Why don't we talk a little bit about, I mean, you did mention that things that you liked and things that you'd like to see improved, specifically on the one of ones, you'd like to see the bids more public, as I would like to see as well. What else can you tell us as someone who's been digesting all the content of Top Shot over the season, over the series? What are some things that you've enjoyed that were sort of new this series that you enjoyed? What are maybe some things that you'd like to see continually improved as we go forward? And also, we can also talk about playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Coming up. I think, honestly, my favorite part is just, like, I'm a rookie collector. I think, like, I kind of say this all the time. It's like, with every series, I feel like everyone's collecting strategies get more refined, and you sort of feel like you figure out, what do I actually like to collect? What did it turn out I was chasing and didn't even like the result? And I've kind of landed on just rookies. Like, those are the collectibles I like. I like career high moments, but I'm not chasing anymore. I did a couple rare sets last year. I don't think I'm doing any sets this year. I've got rookie debut, obviously, but, like, the experts have kind of thrown a positive monkey wrench in things. I think there's obviously, like, there's some refinement, I think, that needs to happen with the experts. I think there's, I'm not sure exactly what, but, you know, I think that, like, there's some intended results and there's some not intended results. I've loved, like, the mini challenges. I've loved the weekly cadence a lot. You know, I know that there's a lot of people that kind of tune in and it's like, great, more supply, another drop, another, you know, blood suck from the whatever, but, like, I just, like, it helps everything. It's like, you know, if you want, you know, it's not 40 throwdowns coming out at once where you're like, just, it's just too much, you know. You just feel like if anything gets away from you, you're doing 40 at once and it's just too hard, and you got to make your decision. You're like, well, I'm already kind of tapped out of cash from the other things. So I love the weekly cadence. It's honestly probably my favorite part. I think it sort of separates the sickos from the rest. And, as far as, like, you know, there's a couple, like, I don't think we need video game numbers. I think that's a surprising take. Don't love that set.
That's a surprising take.
It feels like a hollow, you know? It's like throwdowns, like dunks and game winners. Those are, like, that's the core of the game. That's what makes basketball awesome. And now, obviously, in the last decade, like, the extended range three pointers, but, like, that's the core of the game. That's what all NBA highlights are. Video game numbers feels like they had a really good game. You know, kind of it. It's like if you score 70, it's going to be a hollow. But if if a guy like, you know, Denny Abja scores, you know, he, like, went off of, like, 40 and 14, he's probably going to get in there because it just kind of feels like the same guys every year. I don't know. Just not really.
Yeah. That might be true also. But I think there's definitely a lot of people like that set. We want to give the supply drop for Bagholder. So Boston-based
nobody likes it. Nobody likes to comment on it.
No, you're definitely taking L's in the chat right now. But Boston Base wants to ask you, and this is a good transition to the playoffs discussion. Do you think that last year's redemptions will find any utility during this year's playoff run? That's an interesting question. What do you think?
No way.
All right, next topic. No.
Yeah, next topic. Next. You can burn all your Nick Claxton unused redemptions.
Yeah.
I think with everything, like, I hope that they could come back. I love redemptions. I think, like everything, like, there are just some unintended consequences. There are some intended consequences. I think that, like, ultimately, the mint count, I didn't think anybody saw these mint counts last year and said, like, oh, it's just too many. Like, the marketplace, you know, the economy doesn't want this many of them. When you really understood that, I mean, there was obviously no doubt there were definitely people that said it, but they didn't pay attention to, like, the grand scheme of things. But then ultimately, the community doesn't care about comments. Mm-hmm. They just don't. And it doesn't matter if it's, like, minted to 800 or if it's minted to, you know, whatever, 60,000, 8,000 now. Like, you've got, like, the Jimmy Butler, some of the great Jimmy Butler moments from last year. Once that utility runs out of, like, turning it into the next thing and level it up or burn it or whatever, like, they just don't care anymore and it's $3. And so, like, I think that's always going to be the thing with Top Shot. It's not about finding the right supply numbers, whatever. It's just finding the right users, you know. It's tale as old as time. But
what would you like to see in the playoffs then? Are you saying that you'd like to see something where maybe there's rares? You want rare redemptions?
I want rare redemptions. I don't want, and it's not necessarily even about, like, what I think I personally want. Like, I've gone after the playoffs in 21, 22. I gave it a shot last year and didn't quite pan out for me. You know, it's like one of those things you gambled on. I bought up all my Celtics redemptions and I was like, oh, I need X amount of all these things. I did all the math and figured out if my bracket is fairly correct, this will do it. And didn't pan out, so it got away from me. And so I think that I've chased it in the past. Like, I definitely chased 21 and 22. I kind of ran after it last year, like a semi-jog. And I'm not doing that this year. My team's, like, I will buy all the fun Celtic moments. But I'm kind of just like, I don't know. Sets just haven't really called to me like they have the past couple of years. But yeah, I hope it's rare redemptions. Like, give me some chaos. Like, make it crazy. Less packs for sure. We don't want unsold packs. Although the pack marketplace would have helped a lot last year. I was definitely in the camp of, like, when those packs weren't selling out, just, like, keep selling them. They will sell out. And over time, like, if you sell it for the same number, like, you just go into it knowing, like, I might pull three Nets redemptions that are worthless, but I'm willing to give it a shot because there might be a LeBron in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they, didn't they burn some? I think that's what it was.
I mean, I remember the older playoff packs, there was just so much supply of those. That was, like, a real black eye. I think that, though, the gamification of the redemptions thing and sort of choosing your horse in the race there, that is fun. I do think that's kind of neat. I don't know if you should go, like, so hard in the paint necessarily, just understanding what your risk is. If the Heat happen to beat the Celtics, knock on wood that does not happen. But that can happen. And then your very high priced redemptions suddenly lose like 75% of their value. But it was very interesting to see how the prices of the redemption would, like, go up and down, like, even during the game. If, like,
that's
they
awesome.
Thought
it's like a live ticker,
Yeah.
It shows you that also the community is paying attention. Like, we are not quite at that perfect level where it's like the sickos want to hold and hoard that Jimmy Butler 57 point playoff game or whatever it was, or the Gabe Vincent lob. But, like, we're getting closer. Because you see the prices move, like, wow, the game's happening. But it's like what the source is saying, like, it's only fun if your team wins,
Yeah.
Like, if your team doesn't win, then it's like, shit.
Yeah. And that's why it's kind of Right. It's like it's a game. Like the pieces remain after the game is finished, but really it's about during the game. Like, can you win the game or not? And if your team wins, that just makes it even better. Like, say it again.
Team packs with redemptions. That's what I want to see. RSVP. I want to see 30 different team packs or 16 different team packs, all for RSVP and all the same price. And so, like, as we've seen, like, the more popular the pack drop is, like, the harder it is to snag one. So obviously, like, the Celtics and the Nuggets are going to be, you know, if you put all your dapper and say, like, I got whatever, $200, I'm max paxing on the Celtics, then, you know, like, your odds are lower on it. And just for a little bit of extra game theory, like, before anything even starts. Or you could say, like, I believe in the Magic. I think the Magic are going to make a surprise run. And so, and who's going to be lining up and queuing up for these Magic packs? Not many people. So my hit rate is going to be so much higher. And this, like, kind of sleeper team, I don't think they'll do this idea, but just saying, it would be fun.
That would be really interesting, actually. And we just saw an announcement, I think it was on their Twitter, that they're now doing player packs. Have you seen that? Where for new people, for new people, you can get packs that are guaranteed to have certain players in them. So that's something new as well. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, I like the sort of the iteration of, like, you know, we've seen team packs. We've seen, I'd love to see some, maybe they're already doing fast break, like super pack kind of
thing. I think they are. They are.
Yeah. With like 20 moments for $10 or some $20 mm-hmm. or whatever. I think they did it during like the previous fast break run. But it's, you know, whether it, I don't, you know, we're not new users. So, like, I don't know what that rip is like or if it feels worth it or not. But I think honestly, when it comes to new user packs, I'm happy to see constant iterations of them. You know, I don't really know. I'd love to find one of these new users somewhere out there. There's hundreds every week, apparently. And I just want to find one and just sort of, you know, ask them 100 questions.
Yeah. I had a couple people on the stream a couple weeks ago that, like, were somewhat familiar with Top Shot. So that was kind of fun. Like, they opened a pack 3 years ago, 2 years ago, or whatever, and then just left it for dead. And, like, then we got to talk about it. We got to tell them what was new on the site. So that was fun to do. What else can we talk about, Sam? Yeah.
Yeah. The bass player in my band, he was one of those people. Like, we were in the Momi mob, like, right when we all started. And then everybody was like, I'm tired of it. And I was like, I'm obsessed with it. And then all of a sudden, like, we were hanging out a couple months ago and he was like, by the way, like, it's, why is it so hard to get a pack this year? I try every week. He was like, have you been top shotting in secrecy? Like, the only thing I want is for, like, my best friend to top shot with, bro. It is fun to, like, go through. And I think with everything, whether it's redemptions or the platform as a whole, it's like, how do we simplify this thing? It can get so complex, and you hear it as you're explaining things to people and you're like, oh, actually there's also this thing I got to mention before we get to here. And you're like, yeah, but I've already lost you. You're like, yeah, you've lost me.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Anyway, what else can we talk about? How about, tell me a little bit about Badge County, Sam. I remember previously, were you more doing Badge County as, like, a podcast, but then you sort of transitioned to more focusing on, like, Discord?
Yeah, like, my general Top Shot community arc is, so I had my couple buddies, and then when they lost interest, you know, pretty much like when April or May of 21, when everything started to go down, I kind of just was hanging out in no man's land for a while. And then I downloaded Discord, something I've never heard of, to join the Shot Talk in Discord with Brandon. Because I think he may have posted one of the live Q streams and liked his vibe, joined the community, watched some of their Twitch stuff, and, you know, started making my first, like, Top Shot friends, like, Jared, Thunder Hour. And so, like, when Brandon left Shot Talking for Top Shot, we were like, you know, we wanted to start, we did like a set community around Series 3 Rising Stars. And then when it felt like that sort of, we were like, I want to bring this into more of like a, not a set community. Those are fun. And we still, you know, talk about sets a lot, but like, I just want a community where people just talk about basketball. Obviously we all love Top Shot. We're here. It's a Top Shot community. But I want it to feel more like a good vibes, you know, like positive people that aren't gonna just like whine and gripe and moan and you know, there's like so much of that. So like it was like, let's just start our own little club and we'll just invite nice people. so we did that for like a year then, but yeah, we had a podcast. I haven't had with the new baby. I think we're actually talking about like reviving the podcast for the playoffs. There's some Badge County podcast alpha for the chat. But yeah, had a baby. And so, you know, kind of had to like lay off, couldn't do the podcast and the videos, but it's just kind of just been this organic thing, kind of like with the, I don't chill my music. I don't chill Badge County. I try to stay away from like, you know, I kind of like the way that you do giveaways. It's like when there's something happening, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm running a giveaway. That's fine. I don't run random giveaways because it's self-funded. It's like, I don't have, I like to do a couple things, you know, and like, honestly, most of our stuff, because the community is awesome. Like all of these packs, we're doing like a Wimby auction. If anybody in the chat's not in the Badge County Discord, get in there. Because there's a channel that's called the Wimby Auction, and literally just like guess what it goes for. Because somebody in the community, Billow, Mr. Billow Banked, he hit me up about starting this little thing. He was like, yeah, you know, maybe I'll throw some prizes on it. It was like, cool. And it's like the perfect sort of microcosm of what being in the Badge County community has been like for me, at least personally, is like somebody will just hit you up and be like, I love the sort of like community and good vibe energy that the county fosters. So like, I am going to like do this and run this giveaway. And so like Billow was just like, come up with this, have everybody guess what the Wimby one of one's going to go for. And I'll throw some prizes. Like, cool, whatever. I'll do this thing. And yesterday he lets me know what the prizes that he selected are. And it's like two MGLE packs, four of the triple threat rare packs, 10 or so of the, I mean, it's like so much awesome stuff. That's literally wow. Just go type a number. And, but yeah, so that's been kind of what it is. Like, it's just an organic, fun, little, easygoing, nice community, you know?
All right. Well, I guess you said community 100 times, so we have to give it again.
We love the community.
Yeah. What about, how about you hit me with some playoff predictions, Sam? Who's you're in your finals?
I mean, it's hard not to say. Celtics Nuggets feels like, I don't want to say it's inevitable, because the West is so tight. I would love to see the Thunder break through. I think I've personally, there's so many Thunder people in Badge County, so like, chill out. Don't blush when I'm saying this, but I was nervous about it. I'm like, you know, you tank for so long, and then you've got, you build this young core, but they don't know how to win because you're always tanking. So when you decide to flip the switch, it might be too late, and they're like, don't know how to do anything but tank. The contracts are over. The Thunder have been the opposite of all of that. Like, I would love for them to just come in crushing it. Shai Gilgeous has got the quad thing. I feel like that's better. I feel like Jacob's ankle is better, and I just want to see them just like steamroll. I love the Magic. Like, I love for the Magic to make a little bit of noise. I'm excited for Paolo to like get more of a national, some more national attention, because it's like the rookie of the year. He's been doing absolutely insane stuff this year. Like, he's got some of, you know, I mean, he's got some of LeBron's bag. He's got some of Tatum's bag. He's just like, he just does everything. Franz Wagner, obviously, like, I love the Magic's roster a lot. So I'd love for the Magic to make some noise, and I'd love for, but I think it'll, at this point, I've just got to say Celtics over Thunder. It would feel irresponsible to pick anybody but the Celtics. I want to see Tatum like break through. And I think that I would love to watch the Sixers fans' hearts crumble when Jason Tatum is the finals MVP. That alone would probably like just, that would make me feel so good.
That would be
so much
wonderful.
Tatum slander. I don't really understand it, you know.
I blame that guy on TikTok. I blame the guy on TikTok that looks like him and like dances in his living room and like, and all, I think I'm sure you've seen that. But also, I guess Tatum's had some sort of stinkers. But I mean, a lot of good players have stinkers, and I think he's just a popular person to hate. I think he just like he sort of got a pretty face,
and like people say people that, like
to hate.
One second I'm hearing that's like all you can hear about is, you know, Jaylen Brown's dribbling with the left, and then all of a sudden, then the next breath they're like, is Jason Tatum even their best player? I think it's Jay. I think it's Jaylen Brown. Like, I think you just hate everybody. I think you don't want to see the Celtics win. And I get it. Like, I'm an Alabama fan. I grew up. I know what people resenting your fandom means. You know, and I grew up as a Celtics fan because my dad grew up in the 60s when the only games on TV were the Celtics and the Lakers, basically. And so he chose Bill Russell and the Celtics. And so I just grew up a Celtics fan in Birmingham, Alabama. And for the most part of my life, like the first 20 years of my life, Celtics were trash. Alabama, everything was trash. And then like 15 years ago, it all turned around.
Yeah.
And since then, everybody hates my fandom.
Yeah. I used to go to Celtics games when I could buy tickets outside of the Boston Garden for like $7 each. That's when like our best player was Ricky Davis. I mean, those were the days. So we've come a long way as Celtics fans.
Those eras are brutal. Yeah. I got hooked because I was like 16 when during the championship run. And then it was like, I'm in, I'm all in. Like finally this era that my dad spent my whole life talking about, like I get a piece of it. And then after that, you know, it's like, man, Avery Bradley is going to change the league.
Oh, yeah. Kedrick Brown can jump out of the gym. Just wait till this guy makes a name for himself.
Fab, I don't think he played. Two words for you. Fab Mello.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Poor Fab Mello.
That was actually I probably should pick a battle now. Let's move on. Next segment.
Yeah, let's keep it moving. So playoff prediction. So I like the Celtics-Thunder prediction. That's good. I feel like my prediction is also pretty chalk. I've had it since preseason, though, which is Celtics-Nuggets. But I would also love to see the Magic make noise. I'd love to see these young teams in the West also make noise. Even the T-Wolves, I mean, after Cat went down like that, it would be interesting to see if they could still make noise. So the playoffs should be good.
Opposite side of the bracket, you know, it depends on who lands that 2 seed now. Like, it feels like the Wolves will, but, man, they lost a lot of traction last night. But I don't know. Yeah, there's obviously a couple teams. I'd never want to see the Clippers succeed. I never want to see the Suns succeed or the Heat succeed. So I think I'm predicting first-round exits for all the teams that I don't want.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what else we got here. We actually have a little bit of a tangential that we needed to update everybody on, and I'm going to remember the clip this time. Here we go. All right. The tangential. So last week I told you all about Pinky Doll. So Sam, you're familiar with Pinky Doll, right? The ice cream so good girl. You're not?
No, no.
Oh, well, I guess you're actually kind of lucky that you're not familiar. But basically it's this French, young French lady with pink hair. And she made like millions of dollars acting as an NPC on Twitch. Or TikTok, sorry. So she would act like an NPC and people would gift her little stickers. And then if it was ice cream, she'd say ice cream so good. So that's kind of where my ice cream so good comes from. And then she says other things like, you know, you spend like $100, you give her like a cowboy hat and a galaxy. And it's a wild world out there if you ever check it out. But I think after she made millions of dollars, she then transitioned over to mukbang or eating tons and tons of food. And last week I told everyone in the chat that she speeds up her footage so that there's no cuts in the action. So you actually see that she eats all the food. Then 2 days later, after I talk about that story, I see on Twitter that there are actually cuts in the action. And so now people are now very upset that Pinky Doll, in fact, is not eating all this food. So she'll like house a huge, large pizza and like a calzone. And she'll just house it like in her car and she'll have it at like triple speed and she'll house that thing. And like, it's kind of incredible. And I don't know what it is. I don't know why I watch it. It's like, what is so mesmerizing about seeing someone eat food? I don't know. I don't know. But apparently,
I don't even care if it cuts now.
Yeah, you're gonna have to you have to check it out. And also, by the way, chat, I remember the name of the other guy. I mentioned that there was another guy on YouTube who got very famous for doing this kind of thing, and I couldn't remember his name. And his name is Nick Avocado. That's another guy who was like a very slender man, and he is now incredibly obese, and he just eats everything. So anyway, so sorry, everybody. It seems like Pinky Doll is actually cheating you all. So I'm sorry to have to tell you this. Oh, geez. Please, he's like, stop talking about this. All right. Anyway, why don't we do our Malik Monk for the win giveaway, and we'll do a duck race just because I am a glutton for pain. So why don't you all quack in the chat, or maybe you can type something about Pinky Doll, and I will collect all your names. And if you're doing it from Twitter or from Twitch, I have to do it manually. And I'll take a look at some stuff that's being said in here. Let's see.
Rare redemptions, baby.
Yeah, rare redemptions. That's what Sam wants. I do think that is a good idea. That's by the way, happening. Sam, how many uses,
They just announced it.
Oh, awesome.
It's on, it's on the pack. It says rare redemptions there.
Are you, you're being a silly goose, I think. But how many uses?
No, literally, they just announced it on Discord.
Shut up.
No, like Mustafa just posted Discord. We got Champions Path, Predictive Playoffs, Rip Packs, Live the Moments.
Oh, wow. Okay. He's not being a silly goose. Let's share this then.
Serious goose. Quack, quack.
Yeah, this is a serious goose. All right. Okay. Okay. Let's look at it. All right, everybody. Well, let's take a look and see if we can glean anything from these graphics. Oh crap. I can't share it because it's on Discord. Oh geez. Is this on Twitter too? Or no? Just on Discord.
Let's see.
Well, I'll have to describe. Hold on. I think I can figure out a way to do this.
Okay. Hold on. So we've got faces on the cubes.
Exactly. So that's what I wanted to show.
Hmm.
All right. So that's the pack. All right. So Sam, you're right. It's a rare pack. Look at that. Rare redemptions. Sam called it. Sam called it. I can't believe it.
I told him. I called him and I said, guys, you got to hear me out. They were all right,
so there's. Yeah. So they're changing it up. So now you don't have to select individual players. It looks like you're going to select the duos of each team, which is kind of fun. A little nugget for like a little extra collectability. But it looks like it's one rare redemption that you will select for that team. So that'll be interesting though. So you'll obviously probably have to select multiple of them if you want to be able to redeem it multiple times. But that's pretty cool. So that's brand new. Sam put it into the ether.
Anything else you guys want, put in the chat what you want. And I will sprinkle my dust and we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Only here on OnlyFans, you know?
Mm-hmm. Incredible. Sam called it. I can't believe that.
Me neither.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Maybe they'll do team packs. Are these going to be rare team packs? It's kind of a team pack.
You're right. That is.
Maybe. Maybe it is. If I call rare team packs,
we'll have to clip this and just play it on repeat. All right. I'm just looking through the chat, seeing if there's anybody who's not on YouTube who's typing in here. So we got Magic Jordan. He's the crying Jordan. I think that's the one person who's not. So send in your final quacks. I'm going to collect your names and we're going to do a duck race. Okay. So here we go. Going to select the names, going to load up the names on the ducky race. Or do that. We'll get Magic Jordan in there. And let's see. Let's just make sure no one else. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. Okay, cool. Let's do it. Let's do it. I'm going to stop sharing that thing and I'm going to share this thing and we are going to do the duck race. Oh man, we got Rich in here now. Okay. Rich is here. Rich DMC is here. Anybody else in here? I don't think so. All right. Well, let's do a duck race. The winner of this duck race is going to get the Malik Monk. And I remember last time Bleezy asked me to shuffle and I forgot to shuffle So I'm going to shuffle it a few times for Bleezy. And if he wins, we know why. So here we go. Who is going to win? Is it going to be this duck with the large beak? I always think that's a little bit unfair, but let's take a look. Here we go. On your mark, get set, go. All right. Make that noise a little softer. So here we go. Tyler is in front. We got Pax Hedrum with the Dick Cheney duck. I think he has won before. Metz is right there too with the backwards hat. Here's the big schnoz, Top Shot, Hot Shot. He has never won a giveaway in like 3 years. He's got the big schnoz, and he is in first place right now. Top Shot, Hot Shot is in first place, but he literally gets rugged. Last week, he got super rugged. Ryan, though, is coming for him. Yoda's right there, the naked duck. He's swimming nicely. Here goes Bleezy. Are you kidding me?
Rig. Oh, he loses it.
He gets rugged. Here comes Mr. Kicker, though. Mr. Kicker with the snorkel. Oh, what's going on here? All of a sudden, the screen just shifted, and now we see SF City Legends in front. Dalton Adcock, though, has now taken the lead. Dalton Adcock. But here comes Badawine. Badawine is starting on the NOS, Dalton, but down here, Dalton. Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, my Lord. What an incredible race that was. Ricky Ricardo, the beautiful Spider-Man outfit, and Top Shot Hot Shot gets rugged once again. Poor guy.
One day. Try again next week.
Yeah, try again next week. Ricky Ricardo, could you please put your Top Shot username in the chat and we will get it in there. Ricky is a bot, says Jules. Let's see. Are we missing anything else?
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
All right, here we go. _Matador. Matador wins the Malik Monk. So congratulations, Ricky Ricardo. All right. Well, I guess that's about it. We're a little over an hour. I feel like we talked about everything. We talked about all the important subjects. Sam called the Rare Redemptions pack, which was quite impressive. We talked about Pinky Doll faking it. And I think that's all I got, Sam. You got anything else? You want to tell the people where to find you? Go ahead, Sam. You got the floor.
Yeah, hang out in Badger County. We're on Discord. Is this zooming in? Oh, I thought it was like slowly zooming in on my face. Come hang out in the Badger County Discord. Follow us on Twitter, Badger County everywhere. Just type it in. I think there's actually a badge collector somewhere in Ireland who has Badger County. That's not the right one. It's anything else. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad you could make it. We'll have to get Jared on here next time. He's just going to talk crap about you the whole time.
Probably. He loves to call me the second best podcast host of Badge County, but let's see him drop some alpha like that.
Yeah, I don't know who's ever dropped alpha like that on the show. I don't think I've ever seen it. So that was really.
But that was like 20 really, minutes later. I was just like, about to happen.
Yeah, that was really impressive. I'm going to have to go like look in the Discords to see if you got some alpha and you just played it down. But
don't do that.
Oh boy, exposed. All right, well, everybody, I should say, thank you for all taking the time to tune in to Samuel and myself, and recall that we are sponsored by floaty.io, and if you want to go and collect and connect and make bids and offers and receive them and make 69 cent offers on other people's bulls, then you do it on floaty.io. So thank you, everybody, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Static selector.
Oh, doesn't want to play. Hmm?